WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The new movie La Bamba, about rock and roller Richie Valens, was written and directed by Luis Valdez, who shared a common background with Valens. Both grew up in California, and both were sons of Chicano farm workers. Our film critic Stephen Schiff says La Bamba suffers from a common cinematic ailment.
The disease known as the biopic, that's movie talk for motion picture biography, is as old as Hollywood itself. In more naive times, the noble and inspiring lives of people like Emile Zola and Louis Pasteur were certified Academy Award fodder. But America in the 80s is less gullible. We no longer believe that historical figures lived lives as heroic as their deeds. And those scenes in which someone like Beethoven sits down at the piano and he's mooning over his gal and he says, "Hey, that's it. I think I'll write the Moonlight Sonata." Well, they don't really cut the old mustard anymore. The real mystery of any great life, of course, is the act of creation or discovery, where it comes from and why. And that's something that's almost impossible to portray on film because it's an internal process, and film is best at capturing the surfaces of things. What's more, if the life we're watching ends tragically, which is usually the reason that directors decide to make a biopic, we spend the whole movie just awaiting the subject's doom. If you'll pardon an irreverent simile, it's like sitting through a long, long joke when you already know the punchline. Even the best biopics, like Prick Up Your Ears or Sweet Dreams, can't escape these bugaboos, let alone a dopey little movie like La Bamba. Its writer-director, Luis Valdez, never had a chance. This is the story of Richie Valens, a 50s rock and roller best remembered for the title song and a creamy ballad called Donna, and for being one of the other guys who died in the plane crash that killed Buddy Holly. Whatever real interest his story might have had has been whitewashed away by Valdez, who's intent on championing that rarity, a Hispanic rock star. He's made La Bamba a portrait of the artist as a young saint. This Richie Valens never has a nasty thought, never commits an unkind deed. He sings to the neighborhood's cute little children while his wicked older brother is off drinking and womanizing. And he sleeps alone every night with, you guessed it, his beloved guitar. His life is as dull as his virtue. Every cliché in the Rags to Riches book is trotted out here, from the record executive who discovers him playing at the big dance, to this scene in which he buys his poor and long-suffering mom her dream house.
Wow, is this where you've been? A man's like a castle, Mom.
This is home. Okay, that's the garage.
Rich?
And over there is the guest house. Huh? Come on,
oh,
come on, slowpoke. Look at it. Isn't it nice, huh?
The only hints of something unexpected bubbling underneath the surface occur in the performance of S.A. Morales as Richie's no-good older brother. Richie himself is played by an unspeakably bland new discovery named Lou Diamond Phillips, who's all dimples and no fire. But Morales has the spark that Phillips lacks. You can see the rage and confusion in his face as his brother's career flares while his own languishes. And when he rides into town on his big motorbike, his dark eyes flashing, greeting adoring girls with an insouciant toss of his head, you can't help thinking, that's what this movie's been missing all along. That's rock and roll.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for Vanity Fair. He reviewed the movie La Bamba.